Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Welcome back, folks. We are at the East Jefferson YMCA, and the afternoon crowd is here, and they're crazy. I can tell you that right now. They're coming out in numbers. There's paparazzi. And I have a special guest, Sheila Wagasback, who is a YMCA member here, and her birthday is September 11th, which I celebrated my 7-year anniversary with WWL on that day, and she said she's celebrating for the entire month. She has a crown on for her birthday, obviously, and she has a following.
A few friends, huh?
And Sheila told me that her husband, who I remember very well, worked in the crime lab at the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office for a long time.
He was 16 years. Yeah. 27 with Orleans.
27 with Orleans, mm-hmm. And came over. I remember that, absolutely. And so we certainly appreciate his dedicated service to the community as well. So tell us about your experience here. Leader of this clan here that you have.
We've been with the Y since my children were little. They learned to swim at the Y on Homer Boulevard. Uh-huh. That's in Kewaunee. That's right. Where the wellness center is now. And my daughter became a lifeguard. I mean, we just love it here. And my girlfriend talked me into coming here years ago. And so I came. I said, I'm not so sure about this. All of a sudden, you meet people, you make friends that will be with you forever, who watch over you, who help you, who call you when you don't show up. Where are you? Are you sick? Come on down. You see, so this is a wonderful place. The people who work here are terrific. Everybody's so friendly. You can't walk through the halls without seeing someone. You know, there's Tanya over there, always walking around. Look, Tanya, I'm giving you a heads up. Yeah. So anyway, it's just a great place. The people who teach the lessons, I'm in golden sneakers, and which is really a workout, I'll tell you.
So what is your favorite activity here?
We work out for an hour, then we sit at the tables, we have coffee. This is how our cookie club started. We drink coffee, and somebody said, I have a few cookies. All of a sudden, more people would stop. Then sometimes we have 15, 20 people sitting at the table, and we celebrate every holiday. We have T-shirts for Halloween and Christmas and 4th of July, and every Easter, we all come decorated. And so we sit there, and we eat, and only when you turn 80 or older do you get a party. Oh, and that's okay. When we decorate the whole entrance. And then you get to come and we have a cake. We have 2 or 3 people who bake cakes. I'm not a baker. I don't really cook. That's why they make fun of me.
So this is a place where it's just so much more than a gym.
It is. Right? It's an extension of your family. And these people become your family. And they have different activities. They come. We have bingo. We have the pool for the Saints games. We had the duck race. We get a group together and we buy ducks, and they have yellow ducks. We have a sign, try your luck, buy a duck, you know. So and they come and we pool our money together, and last time we had 50 something ducks, and we lost, but we had 50 something ducks.
So Sheila, was there an opportunity to reconnect with someone that you hadn't seen like in a long time that you knew at a different stage of your life right here?
All new people, which is wonderful because I also belong to the golden ages. And so that's people I've known forever. But all these people are new, but yet I feel like I've known them forever. And it's just been one fun day after another. And the activities they have, but with bingo, we had bingo where, you know, they made fun of us. You know, you bought three cards for, what was it, $5 or a dollar a slice of pizza. I said, oh, wait a minute, this is neat. This is kind of neat. We didn't win that either, but we come. What's the matter with Kerry? I'm said how wonderful they all are. And we had the Christmas party.
It's like, how many times do they want you to say it, right?
No, yeah. It's my day.
It's your month. It's your birthday month, right?
That's it.
I could just tell by, the environment here and how vibrant everyone is. Everyone's got a smile on their face. You can tell they're happy to come here. I mean, when I walked, this is my second time broadcasting here, and I've said this several times over this three-hour period. Every time I walked in, people are just smiling.
All the time. Every time they meet you out in the parking lot, you know, and we talk it all the way in, and we don't leave till 4 o'clock. Because that's when Miss Gale knocks off behind the desk.
Okay.
And we 4 o'clock, she says it's time to go. We knock off.
We've had enough of y'all, right?
That's it. So we walk her to her car. And they said, why do you walk her to the car? I said, well, you can't be too careful around here. We travel in groups.
Right, there you go. There you go.
But no, absolutely. We just do it for fun. I said, they won't pay us overtime. So 4 o'clock.
No overtime pay, right?
No OT. No OT. So it's fun. It really is fun. People have to come. I don't care what age you are. You've got to come and experience it to enjoy it.
Absolutely.
It's just so much fun and so many things to do and so many different people. You can go in the gym, work on the machines. I'll walk the treadmill. My husband comes, Dan comes three or four times a week, but right now he's got to get a new knee. So,
yeah. Well, I can't think of a better way than to wrap up our visit here today than to hear from you, Sheila, as you talk about all of these experiences, these new relationships, this being so much more than just the gym.
It's
added a lot to your lifestyle, obviously.
It has. This, like I said, it becomes family. And you come in and everybody, hey, how are you? Miss Gale, I don't have my key. Can you click me in? Sure, no problem, you know.
Right.
Anybody want coffee? Have coffee. Sit down. Have a cookie, you know. So, and that's why we became the Cookie Club.
There
and
you
they
go.
Said, do you have to join? I said, only thing you have to need is their chair. If you drag it from outside, drag it from over here, a chair, and you're in. So,
well, Sheila, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for just kind of backfilling the experience here at the Y. And people, definitely, your suggestion is definitely come out and try it out.
Come out, enjoy.
Absolutely.
It's so much fun. You'll meet people that'll be the rest of your life.
Take a bow, Sheila.
Thank you, Sheila Waggus.
We'll be right back. Ian is in for Scoot. We'll check in with him when we return. Stay with us, folks.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.